8:04, this is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado has purchased 2 million at-home COVID tests and wants residents to use them. Coloradans can get the tests sent to their homes. They're free and fast. People can sign up to get the tests at the state's COVID-19 testing website. Afghan refugees in Colorado may benefit from new state laws meant to help undocumented immigrants. More than 1,000 Afghans are expected in Colorado by the end of the year, and many will be ineligible for some kinds of federal assistance. But the state's Kit Tainter says Colorado has some new aid available to them.
Some of the laws that our legislature passed last session, including dropping lawful presence from a requirement for our housing assistance, will be another place that we'll be able to lean in and help people along their paths.
Tainter heads Colorado's Office of New Americans, which was created this year to better coordinate assistance for immigrants, refugees, and other newcomers to the state. A Tuskegee Airman, who was the first black football player at Colorado State University, will be the namesake of a new clinic at the VA hospital in Aurora. CPR's Claire Cleveland has more.
Lieutenant Colonel John Mosley served during three wars, later becoming an activist for integration of the military. He was also recently a candidate to have the Denver neighborhood of Stapleton named in his honor. That effort failed, but Congress approved the clinic dedication Monday in a bill sponsored by a fellow veteran, Representative Jason Crow. The clinic opens next summer. I'm Claire Cleveland, CPR News.
Governor Polis is urging the Interior Department to relocate a dozen bison from Grand Canyon National Park to Colorado instead of proceeding with a planned hunt. The Interior Department says the culling is necessary to manage the bison herd's population and awarded permits for the hunt by lottery. A land trust in Bent County has offered to add the bison to its herd if the Interior Department changes its plans. Across Colorado, it's sunny skies today. Temperatures close to 80 along the Front Range and in the west, 50s and 60s in the mountains. This is CPR News.